You think being meek is weak, huh? Try being meek for a week. Ain't that right, Shy?
My name is the second matter. Give me a second. I bring you from Kane to the second Adam. For a pain boy, I'm up in Adam. For the pain boy, I'm up to bat. Patient for the win, cause we win slow with these family matters.
I'm so convinced that you won't find no bolder men than those of them that's going in for holiness.
God goes with them.
But we know about going harder. Walk with me through these martyrs and fathers. Dead for the father, for the father.
Boy, don't get me started.
Let me try to break it down. I thought I'd be doing it if I moved a couple pounds. 800,000 with the women in the house, but that ain't doing nothing but pop follow in the crowd.
Everybody's doing what everybody is doing. You're going doing the opposite of everybody's doing. You're going hard for Yeshua. You're going hard in the Jewish. I promise.
I'm going all, going harder than I've ever been. I put that on everything. I'm going all.
Yeah, y'all, what's up? It's your boy Mike Bell back with you again for another episode of Press Podcast. For those who never heard the show, Press stands for putting relentless emphasis on seizing success. And my definition of success is when you find your God-given purpose and you begin to walk in it. So last week, we talked about the secret word. And I told you that saying no could save you from a lot of bad situations. So this week, we're going into, because we're keeping it practical. I love the practical application because it gives you a guideline and something to live your life by, not just a theory. So here we go. Today we're talking about go for what you know. Yep. You ever heard the statement or the phrase like, when you don't know what to do and you ask somebody, what should you do? And it's kind of self-explanatory. They just say, man, go for what you know. Today, I'm telling y'all to go for what you know. I like to picture it kind of like, you know, one of these game shows where you see somebody in like a wind tunnel and they got like $100 bills just blowing around all over the place. That person at that instant doesn't need many instructions. It's kind of self-explanatory what they need to do. So all they really need to be told is go for what you know. And I want to tell you that today, and we want to look at how this applies on a personal level when we go for what we know. I was given the privilege and the great honor to speak at a men's fatherhood breakfast this past weekend here locally in Norfolk, Virginia, and man, it was awesome. I really thank Kevin Tremper for that opportunity. But I was quoted by one of my friends, Jermaine, on Instagram as saying this, that I'm not looking to learn something new. I'm trying to perfect or to master what I've already learned. In other words, I'm trying to go for what I know. The problem with a lot of folks is, here we go. I gotta tell you the problem before I give you the solution. The problem with a lot of folks is that you're looking for some new information. You're looking for a new revelation, and it's not even about that. The stuff that you already know is enough to get the job done. You heard me. I told you the stuff that you already know. It's not about learning no new technique. It's not about learning a new sales pitch. It's not about starting a different business. There's nothing wrong with the business that you already started. You just gotta take what you already know is right and apply it. The problem for a lot of us is not information. Yeah, sometimes that's it, but for a lot of us, the problem is not information. The problem is application. We are afraid to apply what we know. it happens in all areas of life. Whether it be your faith, whether it be your job, whether it be your business, whatever. We know amply, we know abundantly more than we walk in. And I feel like this is what God put on my heart, that if you could get to the point where you walked in 80 to 90% of the stuff that you already know, you would be performing, you would be mastering things, you would be overcoming things at an alarming rate. You would be dynamite if you could just walk in the stuff that you've already learned and stop trying to seek something new. So a lot of y'all, here we go. You started a business, you stopped the business. Now you're looking for a different business. I touched on that a little bit last week about the people in the MLMs and all that. So you start one thing, you stop it, you crash, you learn a lesson, but instead of applying that lesson, dusting yourself off and keeping on going, no, you want to take and start something totally different. You look for some totally different information. Remember this, don't miss out on your destiny because of something that you did know. It's one thing to miss out on your destiny behind something you don't know, but to miss out on it behind something you do know would be foolish, man. So I'm encouraging y'all. I'm out of time. We coming back for a part two, you best to believe. But go for what you know and go hard at it. That's going to be next week. I see y'all then. It's Press Podcast.